Jones. St. Helena, California, October 26, 1906. Elder Jones, dear brother, I have just been reading over again the confession you made and the prayer you offered in the meeting at Fresno. Before this meeting, some persons had told me that you were to be released from the presidency of the California Conference, and someone else would be chosen to take your place. To have set you aside would have been a great humiliation to you. I had before this time given you testimonies that you should bring more sweetness and gentleness into your work. Often, when someone would ask you a perfectly proper question, you would answer gruffly and even disrespectfully. But I felt grieved that these objectionable features of your character were so strong that it was thought best by some to release you from office. I knew that when you were under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you were able to present the truth in a clear and dignified manner. Your dealings with the churches were not always characterized by the spirit of wisdom. If there was a difference of opinion with someone else, you made this difference prominent and emphasized your own position strongly. And often I know that your positions were wrong. It seemed not to matter to you whether or not you were in unity with others. You were in a position of authority and would do and say what you pleased. All these things had injured your influence. I knew that a crisis was coming and was fearful of the results. In your relations to women outside of your own family, you brought unhappiness into your home. You permitted women to tell you of their home troubles and extended to them a hand of sympathy. Thus, you gave occasion for others to speak disparagingly of your conduct. You did not realize the unhappiness that your course brought to your wife. I laid these matters before you and urged you to make a reformation on this point. If you ever have true happiness in your home life, it will be necessary for you to make decided changes in your disposition. The tirade you have made upon those who could not agree with you in your ideas regarding the situation in Battle Creek has revealed that you are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You need to cultivate grace and mercy and peace and the love of Christ. These things were all written and sent to you long before you became converted to Dr. Kellogg's sentiments. The very things against which you were warned, you have done, until you are one with the doctor in voice and spirit. In thus departing from the plain warnings of the Spirit of God, you have apostatized, and it becomes necessary to warn our people not to be influenced by your representations. You have been deceived by the great enemy of souls, and while you are thus led, how can we place confidence in your words? Before you went to Battle Creek, I gave you decided warnings, but you did not heed them. The doctor extolled you, and you became easily brought under his influence.